Chala, Per Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Kayetze Bo is similar. Zeisei Mosik, Shinis Arvum, Zeisei Nikuf. So if you have olives, that the Balabayas is Malaket. The way that you Malaket Zeisim, it's called Mesika. Like we've had when we discussed Leket Shechen Peah. So Zeisim is Mosik. Those were Chayiv in Shumas, so the Balabayas took those. But they became mixed. Shinis Arvum, Zeisei Nikuf. They became mixed with Zeisei Nikuf. If you have undeveloped olives, that there's two or three olives, I guess, on the branch. So that's the chiv of Eilelos that we've had by Lechet Shechon Peah, that you have to leave those over to the Aniyim, and they're potter from Meiser. Similar, Inve Vatzerim, Inve Eilelos. Also, the way you're Malakit grapes, the Lashon is Batzir. So the Inve Batzir, those grapes that you yourself harvested, Im Inve Eilelos, with those grapes that were potter from Meiser, they weren't fully developed. So they became mixed, and now you have something that was chayv and maisus that was mixed with something that's pata from maisus, like we had by the chala. But now we're talking about shrumas and fruits. Im yesh loy parnosim makam acher, if you have tevel somewhere else like this, and there's a shear in that amount, in that tevel, and those grapes or olives, that if you would add it to the invei batzir or the zeisei mosik that was chayv and shrumas, that it would be mitzarif and you can take off trumas and maisras, moitzi lefi cheshbon. So then make a cheshbon of how many grapes or olives that were chayv and maisras were in the original mixture, and add on to it that amount, and just take that cheshbon into effect, and then you can take off trumas and maisras on that amount. Vim lav. However, what if he does not have other tevel? So then what you're supposed to do is, the Rav explains, you're supposed to look at this whole mixture of either grapes or olives as if the whole thing is tevel. And what you do is you take off truma and trumas meiser on the whole thing. So vim lav, maitzi truma, trumas meiser, lakol, the whole thing. Vahashar, and what's remaining, meiser and meiser sheni lefi cheshbon. So it's meiser and meiser sheni, but that's not on the whole thing, that's lefi the cheshbon. So what does this mean? So the Rav explains the following. The first thing you do is you take off truma and trumas meiser on the entire amount. Like we said, because the tevel asers the whole thing, so therefore you take off truma on the whole thing and almost also trumas meiser on the whole thing. But what this means is don't just say, you know what, I'm just going to take off meiseris on a small part because I know I only put in a small amount in there. I only got mixed in a small amount of grapes that was tevel mixed into there. So I'm only going to take off meiseris on that amount. You can't do that because inevitably, like the Rav explains, what you're going to take out and try to take meiser off of that amount, there's inevitably going to be mixed in some chulin that's potter from meiseris with, which is what is chayiv in maisers. And you're going to try to potter that same mixture. And the problem is you're now to be mafrish min aptur al achiv. So you can't take out a small amount and within that small amount try to potter from one to the other. Rather, you have to do it on the whole thing. Because if you do it on the whole thing, then for sure you will get from chiv al chiv. But once you're mafrish, maisers on the whole thing, even though you have to be mafrish on the whole thing, you have to be mafrish trumas on the whole thing and maisers on the whole thing, but what you have to actually give to the levi and the ani, if you're giving maiser ani, that's dafka lefi the cheshbon of what you know is inside of there. Because there's no iser of eating maiser after your mafrish maiser. So you can mix that part back in, it doesn't matter. He says also in maiser sheni, afterwards you can only be paida according to the cheshbon, meaning the cheshbon of the tevel that you knew that was inside of there. That's the only maiser sheni you have to be paida. But by truma and trumas maiser, which is a chi of misa by eating, therefore when you're mafresh on the whole thing. And you have to give that whole part, after you're mafresh it, you have to give it to the kohen. Because you can't just say, okay, now that I'm mafresh truma, I can now just give of this hafreshes truma, I'll give a portion of it to the kohen and I'll mix the rest of it in, just like we say by maisis, because this is meduma, because part of this chelik that you're going to try to keep for yourself now is meduma, and you can't keep that. You have to give that to the kohen. So you have to give anything that you're mafresh off the whole thing to the kohen. Whether or not you actually have to give it, or you can actually sell it to the kohen, that Tosfos goes into.
Ayin Sham.